Hi, friends. You're listening to episode 29 of High School Counseling Conversations, how to invest in yourself as a high school counselor so that you make a lasting impact on students. This is an important topic to talk about because isn't impact the core reason we're in this to begin with, to make an impact on students in one way or another? I know if I could have each of you as a guest on this podcast and I got to hear your story, I'm confident that this would be a resounding value of yours. I challenge you as you're listening to this episode about making an impact on students to consider your why. Consider the things that you value as a high school counselor. Where are you wanting to make a lasting impact? How are you currently doing that, and where do you strive to do that better? In this week's episode, I want to talk about three mindset shifts that you can make in order to really make a difference in the level of impact you'll have in your school. I don't want this to sound fluffy. I know I talked about some mindset shifts for veteran counselors in episode 27, and I'm very much the person who is tempted to think, quote, mindset talk is very woo-woo and not deep or meaningful, but I do want you to consider the implications of investing in yourself to stay in this for the long run. We're going to take this at a few different levels. First, we're going to look at you individually. Then we're going to zoom out a little bit bigger and look team-wide. And we're going to zoom out some more and then look at school-wide. I'm just going to start at that zoomed-in place and ease our way out to the biggest picture. I hope that makes sense. Let's get into it.
High School Counseling Conversations is a podcast where we talk about exactly that, a casual potpourri of school counseling topics intended to grow us as school counselors, but also give us space to enjoy each other's company. I'm Lauren from Counselor Click, and I'm sharing my experiences and perspectives as a high school counselor. No topic is off limits, and I'm certain we'll cover it all. I'm your high school counseling hype girl, here to help you energize your school counseling program and remind you of how much you love your job. Whether you're just getting your feet wet as an intern or you're nearing retirement, you'll feel like you're just popping in to catch up with your school counseling bestie. Let's go.
The first mindset shift that I want you to consider so that you can make a more profound impact on your students is be willing to grow and learn. This is the most personal of all the shifts because it's all up to you. Your willingness to grow and learn can and will have a lasting impact on those around you. I'm not trying to make assumptions here or make this a blanket statement about all administrators. I'm sure none of them are listening right now and their feelings aren't going to get hurt. But many, if not most, administrators I've worked with would come to me and ask for help, like with a report. Like, for example, how many and which students are off grade level? And by help, I mean they wanted me to run the report for them. I don't know if you've ever been in this situation before. I would do it the first time while showing them how I was doing it, you know, hit print, hand it to them. Then, when I realized that they would continue to come to me for the same task-oriented item again and again, I write a step-by-step email in a really kind way and maybe even include some screenshots if it was necessary. And then I tell them, hey, I'm sending this to you in an email so that you can reference it later, you know, and do it yourself. The reports they would ask for were just tasks, nothing too complicated. They also always were interrupting what I was doing for this very important task to be done right now. You know the urgency I'm talking about. I was really trying to teach a man to fish. Isn't that the phrase? I don't know. But I won't ever forget, though, the administrator who actually came in and phrased it differently. He said, show me how to run this report. I want to learn. He learned, and he never came back for me to do it for him ever again. I respected him for this. I actually always respected him, but I respected him so much more after that. It was very apparent to me that he was a leader who was willing to learn and grow. He wasn't trying to take advantage of anyone around him, and he valued the skill sets of other professionals he worked with. I often wondered, honestly, if this was because his wife was a school counselor at another high school. She was probably telling him ways to win over the school counselors at his school. Being committed to learning and growing is hard because there's a cost involved. In order to learn and grow, you're giving something or some things up. You're giving up your time. Whether it's to watch videos, read a book, or listen to a podcast, you're multitasking or you're putting something else off that you could be doing that's not work-related. I get that. Let's acknowledge that it is a sacrifice. Maybe it's something you're putting your own money behind, or that your school is investing in you and they plan on you coming back having grown in some sort of way. That's an amazing confidence they have in you and in your growth mindset. I love that. Learning something new also involves energy. It might be changing the way you've always done something, like you want to learn to be more organized in a digital sense and use less paper. Not saying this is something you must do, just using it as an example. That's going to take a lot of practice. It's not going to feel natural at first. What about deciding that you're going to start tracking your time as a high school counselor, because it could lead to more clearly stated advocacy efforts, which could then lead to more direct hours with students, and hence more impact? See where I'm going with this? I guarantee you'll be going out of your way to look for these opportunities that are specifically created for high school counselors, and you're going to be giving of yourself in some way, whether it's your time, your money, your energy, your comfortability, in order to see the change. But remember that this commitment will bring a lasting impact on students, and that's worth it, right? Do you need some quick games that you can keep in your back pocket and pull out on a whim? I've got just the resource for you. Since more years than I'd like to admit have been spent entertaining middle and high schoolers in some capacity as a camp counselor and as a school counselor, I've compiled a guide of over 40 games, mixers, and icebreakers to use with your students. They're perfect for the first day of school, the beginning of a small group, or the end of a classroom lesson. They're broken up into categories to make sure you know whether you need materials or not, and if they require materials, they're actually very minimal. These are sure to bring laughter and shared memories to your time with your students. See for yourself at counselorclick.com/games. I know you'll enjoy it, so I'll link it in the show notes. Now, back to this week's episode. Let's talk more about that comfortability factor. We touched on stepping outside the box of comfortable when you're trying to grow and learn, but let's go a step farther and say we should even take risks as the second tip for making an impact on students. This one is personal, but it could also be very team-oriented as well. When I look at some of the limiting beliefs of taking risks, they're definitely my own. But then there are also limiting beliefs that others seem to put on me too. The first example that comes to my mind with this is a school-wide event that I pushed for at my school, a career fair, because there hadn't been one in years since way even before I started. It felt like the way we were serving students was almost contradictory. We were saying we really wanted them to be college and career ready, but there didn't seem like enough opportunities, at least unique ones, I guess, to make an impact on that career-ready trait we were saying was really important. Also, fast forward to another risky move a few years later, taking that career fair and moving it virtual during that first COVID semester of 2020. Not only was I afraid of pushback from admin and teachers, I was afraid of pushback from my own team. Of all of these different groups, I thought, what if they think it's a waste of time? What if it fails and it actually is a waste of time? What if this all falls on me and is a terrible idea and no one ever lets me try anything new ever again? Okay, yes, we can go down that trail and talk ourselves out of ever trying anything new, or we could flip that script. What if it's wildly successful? What if it takes a burden off of teachers and administrators and gives students more career readiness opportunities than they've ever even had before? Instead of being concerned about my reputation and how I might look if I fail or something goes wrong, I had to focus on the benefits of if it went well. This also helped as I planned these events. I had to think about what the potential objections were and overshoot our planning so that I made sure that I or we as a team covered them. I honestly think you get a lot more of a prepared plan in place when you're a little or a lot nervous about how it's going to pan out. You usually get to plan A, plan B, a plan C, a plan D, and you get it all in place, just in case. When you're willing to lead the team in the risk factor, it gives others this confidence in you. You're assuming the liability, and that is risky. But they're coming along for the ride, and they're maybe willing to work with you on a team if their name isn't the leading lady's name. Not to say this is the right move for everyone, but I found that it can convince a more apprehensive counselor on your team to be on board with a new idea if they know all of those scary, limiting beliefs are not being put on them. Okay, let's take a step back from the task that you're going to take a risk with. How did you decide on what that thing was going to be? These can be places that you take risks too. Did you sign up to go to ASCA when you knew no one else who was going? Did you go to a new conference session at your state conference that you knew nothing about in hopes it may give you a new idea? Did you do some research on a student population in your school, hoping that you could serve them in a more specific way than you have in the past? Set some tangible goals for yourself in these places. Better yet, set scary goals, especially if you're talking numbers. How much more can you increase your graduation rate? How would you know if you've succeeded in a stress management small group? Like, what's the data? What are your big, scary goals that you're setting? What's something that you only dream of achieving with or for your students as a high school counselor? It's time to put that goal on an index card and tape it to your desk somewhere for you to see it and for you to dream about. And now that we're talking dreams, let's get to the last piece of why investing in yourself can actually have a meaningful and lasting impact on your students. If you're willing to bring advocacy into this, this will take your impact even farther than the walls of your office or the doors of your school. If you're clear on your mission and vision as a school counseling program to take your impact ripples far and wide, then it's probably going to involve some sort of advocacy effort. Basically, your role here is to take those situations that you've uncomfortably grown in or felt very nervous to take risks in and share the outcomes. I think sharing the outcomes of these things, whether you blasted your goals out of the water or you fell shorter than you intended, do so much for your credibility and your advocacy efforts. This can also feel really scary at first, but since we're pushing forward in the name of students, let's keep going. One of my favorite ways to advocate and involve others in the process from so many different angles is to run an advisory council. Stakeholders will respect you and the work that you're doing with your students when they have a better understanding of what the behind the scenes is like. They'll take your voice and they'll shout it louder and farther than you will ever be able to. Head back to episodes 16, 17, 18, and 19, 16 through 19, to get some tips for starting an advisory council and hear more of my why behind the importance of them. You could also share your glows and grows with your administrators and your staff. The more transparent we are in our roles and what we do each day, the more flexibility we'll get with our students. The more opportunities we'll have to get into classrooms, the more willing a teacher will be to lend their student to us for a small group, it all ties together. Starting with investing in yourself can take your impact much farther than you'd ever anticipated. It's time to start thinking about what ways you can invest in yourself now and in the future. Here's a non-risky baby action step for you. Some information, if you will. You get to choose what you do with it. Head over to my free, limited-time private podcast feed. This is a 3-episode podcast series to help you prep for back-to-school season. It's behind lock and key until you go to counselorclick.com/private pod to sign up for it. As soon as you sign up, all the little internet minions will get together and send you over a special exclusive link that you click on and open up the private podcast in your podcast player of choice. It's super easy. I think you'll find some ideas for stepping out of your comfort zone and impacting students when you give it a listen. That link again is counselorclick.com/private pod, and I'll put it in the show notes for you. If a thought has come to your mind about a place that you know you need to move or a place that you're willing to step outside of your comfort zone and take a risk with, I want you to send me a DM. I want to hear it and I want to cheer you on. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to today's episode of High School Counseling Conversations. All of the links I talked about today can be found in the show notes and also at counselorclick.com/podcast. Be sure to hit follow or subscribe wherever you listen to your podcast so that you never miss a new episode. Connect with me over on Instagram. Send me a DM at counselorclick. That's CLIQUE. Thanks so much for hanging out with me. I'll see you next time.